This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, welcome to the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, and I wish Robert Scott Bell were here tonight, the co-host of the program, but unfortunately for us, he's off with his family, but fortunately for him, he is, and he's enjoying a production that he's watching tonight with his family, and we're glad for him for that. He needs a break, but there's no break from politics, and so here we are, and Cheryl Chumley is with us as well, always here. This time, and Cheryl, help me understand what's going on. We've got the attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare was a huge disaster, with the Freedom Caucus bolting from the president, saying that they could not support it because it did not remove mandates and it included elements that would have raised the prices of insurance for individuals and for small businesses, and would have kept in place various anti-competitive restraints. And now President Trump has resorted to attacking several members of the Freedom Caucus with some pretty strong tweets threatening them with challenges in their districts. What's going on?
Right. There's quite a bit going on, as I'm sure all listeners have been watching, all eyes on D.C. the last few days, waiting to see what the fate of Obamacare was going to be. I think Trump is making a political misstep here by going after the Freedom Caucus. You know, the Freedom Caucus is one of the most conservative groupings on Capitol Hill, and their politics are more rooted in principle than most of the other politicians. So by Trump attacking them, and they respond with their own, tweets and messages to Trump, calling him out for what they say is bullying them, it's not going to be a political win for Donald Trump. I think Trump ought to move on to some other matters, let maybe Tom Price work behind the scenes, represent the executive that way on Obamacare. But the disaster of the repeal has been a thorn now for a few days for Trump, and I think the smartest move he can make is kind of bow out, let the Freedom Caucus work it out with Paul Ryan, see what kind of plan they can come up with, and in the end, he gets forward when there's actually something concrete to sign.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the effort to put it right back into place is probably mistaken. And I agree with you that the Freedom Caucus is comprised of members who are among the finest people to go into that cesspool. I mean, they're ideologically committed to this country and to free enterprise and to limited government, and they represent the best among conservatives. So it is not a wise thing to alienate them, because they'll certainly be necessary for Trump as he goes forward in a number of areas. And I think also behind the scenes negotiation with them could produce reforms that would improve this thing so that it would be a better bill. But I'll tell you, it's most likely, I think, that they're not going to come to an agreement that's capable of passing this thing, and so with enough numbers. And so I would recommend that they change the direction so that they just adopt a repeal bill and put replace into the downstream effort, whereby, you know, changes could be made down the road, but presently, and agreements could be made, but presently, I think the consensus among at least enough to pass it in the House and the Senate is that Obamacare be put to death. And what do you think about that? What if they were to just get rid of Obamacare and not put in place anything to replace it?
Oh, well, that would be a dream come true for me, because no matter what politicians talk about insofar as watering down Obamacare, repealing it, and replacing it, when you talk about replacing it, you're talking about government-controlled health care once again, and this is a problem. This is the problem. You know, we saw what happens with government-run health care with the Veterans Administration, with Veterans Affairs, and Obamacare is just the VA on steroids. And from the very start, I've always wanted the government and my politicians to back off health care, that it's a free market principle. The whole idea that health care is a right, and that when you're born in this nation, you have a right, just because you exist, to have the government take care of your health needs, is something that is a dramatic shift in this nation. And I think that's one of the most damaging principles that Obama has put forward. Because what you have now are politicians debating how they can change Obamacare instead of toss it out the window. And I agree fully that I think repeal should be the number one goal. But Plan B should also be, don't replace it with something. Let the free market take it. Pragmatically,
I agree.
I think we've gone too far, though. What do you think? I think those days may be over.
Well, I don't think it's impossible to do that, to just repeal Obamacare. I think you can basically declare that Obamacare is so dysfunctional it's dead anyway. Let's get rid of the program and stop the fissure of federal funds to try to buoy this thing. It cannot function. And I think he could pivot, and rather than introduce a replacement bill, he could do what I've recommended, which is to make it a tax issue and come in and say, hey, look, I'm going to create a renaissance in free market solution to this and private sector solution to this by reducing the tax liability for individuals and corporations by $1.50. You could have a tax deduction for $1.50 for every dollar you documented you paid to help a relative, an employee, or an indigent person with their health insurance or health care. And then just leave it up to charitable efforts on the parts of individuals, corporations, and health care providers to fill in the void. And I think that there would be far more than 10 million people who could benefit from that form of assistance. And I would, in addition, remove taxation completely for all of those who are diagnosed with a terminal illness. If you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, you no longer would be subjected to any federal income tax, and I would urge the states to follow suit and eliminate any state tax. So, and I would eliminate the estate tax and make it possible so that people could inherit from their relatives without being taxed. Again, to buoy the financial resources and private sector health and strength of the economy so as to enable people to fend for themselves. And I think that approach is the way to go. Let people buy their own health insurance. Let people choose their own solutions to their problems with medical care. And give everybody an incentive to take care of their own. I think that would be the way to go. And I think if he did that approach, he would leave egg on the faces of the Democrats, because they would be favoring a government-mandated system, and he would be favoring a private sector system, and he could discuss in detail why a private sector system is so superior. And you can also break down the barriers to interstate provision of health insurance. So there's a full competitive market.
And Trump would be the excellent leader to make that case, because who knows better than Trump, the lifelong businessman, how a free market is supposed to work. You know, he knows the lingo. He knows how to sell it to the American people. He's got the standing of the American people behind him. And, you know, he has the actual experience to push forward with a free market idea. I think it would be, historically speaking, he's standing at the right time to do this, but I don't see him talking free market about Obamacare, and that's the sad part. I think he would be the perfect person to do what you suggest, and he's not taking that.
If he took the approach I'm talking about, I think the Freedom Caucus would be right behind it.
Me too. I agree. They would, because you're speaking their language then.
And you could introduce it through the tax reform and not do a separate replace bill, kill Obamacare now, and do it based on the notion that there is coming this tax reform, which is going to take care of everything in a private sector way. And just agree that the first attempt at replacing Obamacare was a mistake, and that the real solution lies in a private sector replacement whereby tax policy is changed to facilitate it, and then go for it. And I think that would be a far better way to go. I think he would get plaudits all around except from Democrats, and he would end up with a very strong degree of support from the public as they witness the prices for health insurance go back to market levels, and they witnessed the breakdown of the walls to competition, reduce them further, and they witnessed an uptick in charitable giving and a reduction in taxation commensurate with it that just fueled further economic growth. So I think that would be the way to go. But, Cheryl, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, shift from health care, and we're going to talk about that crazy little man who's a real threat to the region, particularly Japan, Kim Jong-un, who, while he has been sort of like a loud, cantankerous, and obnoxious kid, he is soon developing means by which to create problems. And, of course, he is a major state sponsor of terror. We'll be right back after the break with more from Cheryl Chumley on that subject.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Welcome back, friends. We are now into the discussion of international affair issues, and we have a president who has really reasserted American power in a number of theaters of the world, and not least of which has been his change in essentially the discretion exercisable in the field by commanding our commanders in the war on terror. And as a result of that, and as a result of a increase in the change in the policy towards Somalia, allowing for attacks on terrorists, al-Shabaab in Somalia and elsewhere in the world, we've been able to expand the war on terror. And there have been more attacks in Somalia against terrorists than during the entire administration of Barack Obama within the last 3 months of the Trump administration. So I wanted to get your take on these changes. And also, we've got a new environment with North Korea. The president has made clear that he's not going to permit the shenanigans of Kim Jong-un to continue if it involves a threat to our neighbors in the region, South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Yet the wacko who's there and the dictator of North Korea continues to make threatening sounds and to develop short-range ballistic missiles capable of hitting Japan, and possibly the United States. Cheryl, what do you make of all the changes that are taking place as a result of Trump's actions in international affairs?
Well, it is interesting that just because Trump came into the White House and everybody in the world knew that he was a stronger commander-in-chief, or would be a stronger commander-in-chief than Obama's been, he hasn't been immune from the various tests from our overseas, people like Vladimir Putin, who's done several flybys too close for comfort to our U.S. vessels. And North Korea, as you say, continues to threaten America and use the bully pit and so forth to try and intimidate South Korea and our allies. So Trump has responded a lot stronger than Obama ever did. I think he's put the world on notice that the time of diplomacy, all talk, no action, has come to an end. But I think he's still going to be facing these tests from rogue nations. And I actually think that he's taken a strong step with Nikki Haley as an U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She's actually come out and surprised me somewhat with how strong she is for America and putting the world on notice that, hey, UN, we are not going to sit idly by and quietly as you take all these anti-Israel actions. So I think Trump is laying the groundwork for a much stronger America. I think the world is responding by not doing as much aggression as they would have with another president like Obama, and yet we're still being faced with some of these aggressive tactics. So I think as time goes by, though, the war on ISIS, the war on terror will be turning more toward the side of America and the West than they were under Obama.
I think it's significant, too, that while at the start of the Trump administration, the Iranians were saber-rattling and threatening the United States and mocking the nation and going along in this same type of aspect that they've adopted really throughout the Obama years, they've become recently somewhat quieter and less adventurous. And I think that's in no small part due to the fact that the Trump administration has put them on notice that the Trump administration is willing to act and act with its partner Israel against them. So I think that they're starting to realize that action will follow these words. And I think it's very difficult for them to predict exactly how the United States will act against Iran, whereas the position of the Obama administration was well understood. Obama would do nothing to act against Iran and would do everything to appease Iran. Those days are over as well, I think. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us, and we will be back again next Thursday with Cheryl again. And now we're going to move on to the second segment, and Norm Singleton will be with us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
World to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we don't have Robert with us, unfortunately. He's out with the production this evening, but we do have Norm Singleton, who runs the Campaign for Liberty in Washington, D.C., and last week he testified before Congress in favor of the audit, the Fed bill, and good news this week is that the audit, the Fed bill, is flying through the House. And, Norm, give us an update on where it stands and what you think is likely to happen.
Well, it was marked up on Tuesday by the House Government Reform and Oversight, by the Government Reform and Oversight Committee, which is the committee that I testified before. And the markup, I guess, went fairly well. It was reported by voice, some Democrats did voice some objections they've heard, they've raised at the hearing. And these are the same objections, have no basis in reality. They say that it'll spook the markets. It will subject the Fed to congressional management. None of it's true. And what I always find interesting about the objection that this will spook the markets is that what are you saying about this institution that having transparency, having a GAO audit, which is routine, as you know, in every other part of the government, is somehow going to scare the financial system? What exactly is it that the Fed is keeping secret that is so deadly that it will scare it, that it will cause the stock market to plummet? And if this is the case, certain American people know about this, because eventually that's going to be make itself felt in terms of the next class.
You know what, Norm? There's a little bit of sound blocking you, for your voice from getting through. Speak right into the receiver as best you can so as to avoid that sound problem.
All right.
There you go. That's good. All right. So anyway, Norm, so tell us what happened. It got through committee. Is it going to be voted upon on the floor? If so, when? And what about on the Senate side? What's going to happen?
We have not yet heard from when it's going to be scheduled on the floor. Congress is in next week, and then they have a two-week break. They are only in, and to be honest with you, I don't expect it to be on the floor until during April, because there's only 10 legislative days in April, and Congress is going to be consumed with a budget that has to be passed by the end of the month, or there's a government shutdown. And my view on government shutdown is, they keep promising them, but they never deliver. And when they do deliver a government shutdown, it's meaningless because they just reopen the thing a few weeks later. And, of course, the so-called shutdowns are only, 20% of the federal government is actually affected.
Right.
But that's what's going to happen. But we are hopeful at Campaign for Liberty that this bill will move to the floor. It's early enough in the year, early enough in the congressional session, that they should be able to find time for it. It's important that they do so, and it's actually in their best interest to do so, because it's an issue that could unify the caucus. President Trump is on record with some forceful statements he made during the campaign. He has not, unfortunately, since his election, reiterated that. In fact, as far as I know, he has not uttered the word audit the Fed since he was elected. I don't think he I don't believe that he was that he's even talked about the Federal Reserve at all since his election, even though in addition to the audit of the Fed bill, he has on his plate nomination of, I think, two or three members of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, which means that he could actually restate monetary policy in this country with those nominations. And I'd like to see Ron Paul and Peter Schiff put on there.
Right. I think also though he did make clear during the campaign that he favored the audit the Fed bill, and if one thing is true about Trump, he has brought up those things that he's promised to do. In other words, he's committed to doing what he's promised. So I would suspect that if the House and the Senate pass the audit, the Fed bill,
Hello?
He would sign it. Yes, are you there, Norm?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would expect that if the House and Senate pass an audit, the Fed bill, the president would sign it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I have no doubt Donald Trump will sign it. In fact, I am convinced that if Paul Ryan moves the bill, that Trump will put his weight behind it. And it's possible that Trump may even do that independently of the House or Senate leadership doing it. He may just be waiting for the right time until we get through tax reform, whatever happens on health care, the infrastructure plan. The only concern that I think I have about that is if Janet Yellen is maybe tries to leverage Trump into backing off audit the Fed and a few other things on the argument that you know, your infrastructure plan, your defense spending plan, even with the cuts in other programs that you have, you still need an accommodative Federal Reserve to make your program work. And so this is what I need from you. And we know that the Fed engages in that type of wheeling dealing. Fed chairman in the past have, I think, Alan Greenspan, for example. A large part of the Clinton program was driven by Greenspan's talk to Clinton that if you run as a, if you forego kind of traditional big government, big spending liberalism, and govern as more of emphasizing deficit reduction, and still big government, but big government, more fiscally responsible big government, which was what the 93 tax increase was about, I will accommodate you in a way that I didn't accommodate your predecessor, even though Green was nominal Republican.
Well, now, Norm, do you think the Senate's going to pass the audit the Fed bill?
I think the odds are surprisingly good on that because there are, I think, eight or nine senators, Democrats, we're six votes shy of breaking the filibuster in based on the 2016 vote in the Senate. And there are more senators than that who are up for re-election in 2018, Democratic senators up for re-election in 2018 who have to run in a state that voted for Donald Trump in 2016, which means that it's to their self-interest to try to find issues that they might be able to vote with Trump that won't completely alienate the Democratic base. Since Audit the Fed is supported by Bernie Sanders, that makes it one of those issues. So I could see some Democratic senators, you know, crossing the aisle and voting with us on Audit the Fed.
Now, there has been talk about the president moving on to advance the tax reduction plans that he has for both corporations and individuals. And many pundits are saying that the probability of a tax reduction bill being signed into law by the end of the year is very high. In the public, some 75% of Americans want a reduction in their taxes. What do you think the likelihood is that this is going, we're going to see in the next month, a significant bill that has enough support to pass that would reduce the corporate and individual tax rates?
I think there'll be a bill that will change the taxes. I think it will reduce corporate rates and probably some individual rates. The question is, will it be paired with some sort of tax increase that a lot of people will find burdensome? For example, the border tax, which is part of, I think, Paul Ryan's Better Way proposal for tax reform.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, the border tax is going to have a very tough problem getting through because one of the industries that it would affect is petroleum. And therefore, the Koch brothers, who carry substantial weight in libertarian and conservative and Republican policy circles and political circles, have, in this case, a business and an ideological incentive to be against it. And as we all know, Charles Koch does have the resources, if he feels like it, to
substantially launched a substantial campaign to defeat a legislative proposal.
Well, we're coming to the end of this segment. We're going to have our final segment coming up. And in that final segment, I'm going to talk with Norm about whether or not there is a reasonable likelihood that there's going to be some sort of change on health care, and also on defunding Planned Parenthood, because there's been a successful effort undertaken in the House to defund Planned Parenthood, allowing the states to defund Planned Parenthood. And it was blocked. It was the subject of significant attack by Democrats, but they failed to overcome a vote. The vice president voted in a rare circumstance where there's a tie vote. He cast his vote twice in favor of measures that would result in the states being allowed to defund Planned Parenthood. So when we come back, we'll talk about that and perhaps some more things related to what's going on Capitol Hill and the president's agenda. The president has a budget that's there that was declared basically dead on arrival, but that would have had significant reductions in money going to the regulatory agencies. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Actually, Robert's out this evening. It's Jonathan hosting it alone tonight, but I do have with me Norm Singleton. And Norm, you've got a book you're working on. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, I've started to write a book. It's a book on basically what I've learned in 25 years in D.C., including 15 years on the Hill, on how libertarians and constitutional conservatives can and should deal with GOP establishment, including parts of the establishment that claim to speak in our name. And unfortunately, I have to rewrite now large parts of it because of the events of recent days and weeks with the whole Obamacare healthcare debacle. And, you know, we're looking at a situation where we have a Republican president making, I think, the same mistake that the two Bushes made, which is instead of staying with the conservative libertarian model of Republican governance, going to try and cut deals with the left and stiff-arming the limited government right. And the difference is, I think, that neither one of the two Bushes were really ever really limited government conservatives. I think they both ran, in the case of the father, on, Kindler, Gentler America, which I think Nancy Reagan famously asked one of her confidants, Kindler and gentler than what? Because I think she picked up on that was a sort of an implicit
definitely
slap
was a
to
slap.
Her husband.
And, I remember and, a and, number of us thought that then.
Yeah. And then W ran as the on No Child Left Behind, repudiating the traditional conservative position on federal involvement in education. W also ran on compassionate conservative.
Yeah, when he adopted Medicare Part D, the largest expansion of Medicare in American history. Norm, before we run out of time, I did want to get your take. Here the Vice President cast 2 votes on defunding Planned Parenthood. The votes were to allow the states to have the discretion to defund Planned Parenthood. Significant Democratic opposition, 3 Republicans were among those that shifted sides to vote against the defunding proposal, and the vice president cast the deciding vote in each case in the Senate. What's your position on the old Planned Parenthood issue?
Well, I think Planned Parenthood should be defunded. I think there's no reason. Whatever you think of abortion itself, the fact is that it does violate the conscience of taxpayers to be forced to, pro-life taxpayers, be forced to subsidize this activity. There are other ways to provide women quality health care through the market, through other charitable institutions, without having to rely on an organization whose main purpose is to promote abortion, whose main purpose has always been to promote abortion. And I think it's sad that even this simple bill, which all it did was overturn an Obama regulation that said that states under the federal Medicaid program cannot refuse to fund abortion providers with Medicaid dollars like Planned Parenthood. So this really was also an issue of federalism and decentralization of the Medicaid program, which is supposed to be a Republican ideal, that we lose three Republican senators and we have to call in the vice president. And the idea that, you know, let the states decide, that's sort of built into the federal state co-management of Medicaid. So it's great that they won this, but it's a shame that they had to go to the drastic measure of having the vice president cast tie-breaking votes.
Yes, and of all of the enormous amount of publicity that came out against Planned Parenthood, really quite disgusting to see them selling body parts. And then they really do take quite a liberal agenda for themselves. And why should an institution become a quasi-public institution that is protected by the government, given essentially an exclusive role in the areas in which they practice? We ought to instead decentralize the whole thing, get rid of federal funding for Planned Parenthood altogether. Well, that ends the program, but we're sorry Robert wasn't with us tonight, but he'll be back again with more from the Robert Scott Bell Show. Have a good evening.
All right, thank you, Jonathan.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.